the Ag Information Network. I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Several senators have introduced legislation to invest in public research, develop regionally adapted seed varieties and animal breeds, and maintain a robust food and ag system. The Seeds and Breeds for the Future Act promotes the development of regionally adapted and publicly available seed varieties and animal breeds. This would give farmers more tools to confront varying growing conditions and to have plant and animal varieties better suited to their area. Recent talks between the U.S. and China could be a sign of things to come. No major breakthroughs or specifics have been released following the two-day meeting between Secretary of State Antony Blinken and Chinese President Xi Jinping, but AgWeb.com reports the two met to try to repair deteriorating ties between the U.S. and China. This marks the first visit by a senior U.S. official since President Biden took office. And the weekly drought monitor showed above normal precipitation and below normal temperatures, resulting in another week of some improvements in the western U.S. The monitor shows a mix of improving and worsening conditions in the Great Plains, with improvements confined mainly in the western plains. The Corn Belt is seeing widespread degradation of moderate drought and abnormal dryness, and any rainfall over the past week in the southern U.S. fell in areas that didn't need it.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.